What's up, boys? So these jagoffs want me running ads and shit for money. I'm not doing that shit. I'm making a fucking jagoff podcast for the boys. So I'm pretty much going to go through all the Pirates units and their individual players within the units and talk about how I think they'll perform this year and talk about how the units as a whole perform. So that being said, let's get started. We'll start with the starting pitching, which I think will be one of the best units on the team. They definitely will be one of the best, and they have to be if the Pirates are going to win games. But it starts with the top three guys. You got your opening day starter in Cincinnati, who's going to throw a fucking perfect game in Great American Ballpark. The fucking bandbox Joey Votto is going to be fucking spinning, whiffing at this fucking dude's changeup. Believe that. So Tyone's going to shove. I think he's going to take another step forward. He's learning how to pitch, and he has the stuff, man. He throws 94, 95, 96. He's got that filthy curve. He developed this filthy slider, changeup. He's got a ton of pitches now. Dude knows how to pitch. I think he's looked good in the spring. His stuff's looked really, really live, and I think he's going to fucking shove. Archer, he shoved a lot towards the end of last year. But when we first acquired him, he didn't really, but he was getting over an injury. And so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say that's why he didn't shove. But those two are going to have to be the boys. I think that Archer even could return to his all-star form. He has one of the best sliders in baseball. Throws nice and hard too. He's going to be a problem. Then our third guy had the second best second half in MLB history last year. It's our boy Trevor Williams. Trevor's a great dude. He's a son of the Lord, self-proclaimed. And the Lord is definitely present in his pitching because no one can fucking hit this guy for whatever reason. He's really good, really good location. Great movement on the fastball. His fastball is his best pitch, in all honesty, and it's like 88 miles an hour. He's like Greg Maddux. He's unbelievable. Continuing, Joe Musgrove, I think, will have a good ERA. I think he'll be somewhere in like the mid threes. I think he's a really solid number four guy. And I think, you know, those four guys you want pitching in the playoffs. Like, that's a solid four ready to go in the NLDS at a moment's notice. But we reached the number five guy. And the number five guy is going to be Jordan Lyles. Because the other two guys competing for the job are Stephen Brault and Nick Kingham. And everyone knows that they're fucking terrible. And they've had chance after chance to prove that they aren't. And they can't because they're fucking terrible. But continuing, Jordan Lyles had a 4.11 ERA, an 87 innings pitch, and 35 appearances last year. So he was not a starter. He was more of a long reliever. He was acquired by the Brewers and actually had a 3.31 ERA with the Brewers. So he had a nice second half in our division, which is nice. Nice to know. So hopefully he can be serviceable. I think that's the plan. I think his role is just to chew up innings, just, you know, get through five innings, give up two, three runs, and don't lose us the game, please. So I think that unit as a whole is a recipe for success. The biggest question mark obviously being Lyles. I mean, a 4.11 ERA out of the bullpen is really bad. A 4.11 ERA for a starter is like, okay, like that's not bad. That's a little below average, maybe a little right around average, but 4.11 ERA for a bullpen pitcher is terrible. That is not very good because you don't face guys three times. They're not used to seeing your shit. So, that's pretty bad, man. So, I don't know how he's going to fare, you know, in the sixth inning of, you know, the ball game at Wrigley Field when he's going to face Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, and Ian Happ. So, that will be interesting. But the bullpen, which I think will be the best unit of this team, it's very simple. Sixth inning, give it to Richard Rodriguez if you need to. Dude fucking shoves. There's 95. No one can hit his fastball. Reminds me of right-handed Antonio Bastardo. For whatever reasons, D-bags just cannot pick up this dude's fucking fastball. Then after that, we got Kyle Crick. Kyle Crick was acquired in the Andrew McCutchen trade. Needless to say, he's a good reliever. He was acquired in the fucking Andrew McCutchen trade. He's been really solid for us. His only issue has been staying healthy. But, I mean, I think he'll be healthy. he doesn't have any injuries right now. Like, he should stay healthy. But he should be a really solid seventh inning guy. Has really filthy stuff. Throws like 97, 98. Love him. Then the eighth and ninth inning guys, I have concerns about their personalities. Kunikella has social anxiety, which is really like kind of concerning for an eighth inning guy, because if you're pitching the eighth or ninth inning of a fucking MLB game every single night, especially these 2-1 games that the Pirates are going to be playing in so often, you know, 2-1, 3-2, 4-3, low scoring, tight games, you got to be like Ricky Vaughn, Mariano Rivera, and her Sandman amped up, ready to fucking shove. And this dude's like scared to talk to the media. Like, what's he gonna do when he's, you know, staring down Paul Goldschmidt in St. Louis with, you know, the division on the line? I don't know. But he's done nothing but shove, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, and hopefully the moment doesn't become too big for him one of these times. Then the ninth inning, we got the sister kisser, name changer, fuck you want to call him. Yeah, he throws 100. No one can hit his slider. He's really good. He'll be an all-star again. The biggest key to this bullpen is just making sure that Dovidas Neverauskas never pitches. That's like the best thing that we can do, because he will be every other team's most valuable player. Continuing, we're going to go to the lineup. And there are three aspects to every player in this lineup that really need examined. And that is, you know, offensive production, of course, specifically with the bat in the batter's box, base running, because that's an issue with this team, and, of course, defense. So we'll just start what I think the lineup will be like. Let's go through it. Leading off will probably be Adam Frazier. He's probably the worst defensive second baseman in baseball. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This dude sucks. He is an absolute butcher out there. He's like Marshall Turner, bro. Like, but an MLB version. He's going to make like 20 errors this year and at like one of the easiest positions on the field. Like, you do not make 20 errors at second base. You throw the ball 7 feet, okay? And like the other times you throw like underhand pitches. Half the time the ball gets hit to you, it's some bitch slap, you know, lefty pull hitter just slapping it, or it's, you know, a bitch slap from a right-handed hitter who couldn't get anything of the ball, and he's just slapping it out there too. Like, really, second base is not very good. He's rangy, I'll give him that, but he sucks, man. He can't catch ground balls, which is an issue. But he's a roller coaster on offense. He'll probably hit like between 265 and 285. He'll start off the year hitting 400 through May, and he's like Andrew McCutchen. Then he'll dip down and he'll hit like 180 for like 2 months then, and then he'll come back up. But he's a good slap hitter. He'll go gap to gap. He's a good player, all things considered. He just needs to play better defense. And he's a pretty smart base runner. He's not that retarded on the path like his other teammates. Speaking of that, we got Starling Marte very, very likely batting second on this team. So the two spots are a very important spot. Marte is going to hit around 280. I don't think that he's ever going to figure it out mentally behind the plate. He's always going to chase that bullshit slider that falls off with two strikes. That's going to be his kryptonite, but he'll hit 280. As long as he stays off the juice, he'll probably hit like 20 home runs, maybe like 15. Like solid Starling Marte here. Nothing, no reason to expect anything differently. He's going to be an absolute retard running the bases. You know, he's going to lose us a couple games doing that, but you know to expect with this guy now. So what are you going to do? Then batting third, Dickerson, just solid everywhere. Good in left field. Not great. He's really good, but not great at anything. I guess he's a great contact hitter, maybe. He runs the base as well. He's not that fast. He doesn't have a great arm, but he takes, you know, efficient routes to balls. He gets rid of the ball quick. He's good in left field. He's a good hitter. I'd like to see him hit for more power. Like, that short porch in right field's there for a reason, to favor the lefty, man. And I'd like to see him hit, you know, 20 home runs this year. But I don't think he will. I think he'll be a 10 to 15 guy. But yeah, I'd like to see him at 20-25 and hit 300. I mean, that's a lot to ask, but he's been hitting 300. You know, he's been up around 300 the past few years. He's a good hitter, Corey Diesel. Then batting fourth, so I think Jungho Gung should bat fourth and play third base every single fucking day, but he won't be. Colin Moran will probably play 3 times a week, which is retarded. But if the Pirates are really serious about winning games, I think they're going to have to play Jungho at least 5 times a week. Because this dude fucking drops nukes when he's not getting doobies or raping chicks, believe that. And he's pretty, he's actually a really smart player, really smart on the bases, and I think he has it in him to potentially be a Gold Glover one day, as he has a cannon and very, very slick glove at third. His counterpart, though, Colin Moran, can't hit for shit, and he's a butcher, so yeah, he just shouldn't play, but he will, because Clint Hurdle has autism. Continuing. Josh Bell has to bat fifth at this point because no one else in the lineup can hit the ball out of the infield. So Josh Bell's going to be the five hitter. He sucked last year in every facet of the game. He was probably one of the worst defensive first basemen in the game. He's an okay base runner. He's pretty average, maybe a little below average on the bases even. And he hit like shit. So hopefully it was just a sophomore slump. He had a kind of nice rookie year. We'd like to see him not be one of the 10 worst first basemen in the league. You know, maybe just like be like number 17 in the league. That would be nice. But yeah, we'll see how he does. I'd like to see 260 and 18 home runs out of him this year. Maybe 270. That 260 is a little. I want 270, 20 homers out of you. I don't think that's unfair to ask either. Then, betting sixth, you either have Cervelli or Chisenhall. They're going to bat 6th and 7th in whatever order. Cervelli, yeah, he's whatever behind the plate at this point. Like, people have varying opinions about him. I think, you know, he's decent. He gets lazy sometimes catching the ball. He's decent blocking the ball. He can't throw out anyone, though, on the bases. That's one thing that, you know, you can't dispute. He can't throw out anyone, and that's you know, partially the pitcher's fault, but he really just is not good at throwing the ball to second base. But his backup though is even worse. Every fucking Elias Diaz only throws the ball to center field when he throws down there. It's a fucking travesty. It's like he's launching a fucking missile over to fucking Soviet Union over the Pacific. Then eighth, you're gonna have the shortstop, which will either be Gonzalez or Newman. Either way, they both suck. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, pretty bad offensive production, in my opinion. Both of them are just, like, slap hitters. Their ceiling is, like, 260, 265, maybe. Both of them can play decent defense, and that's the thing. If they're going to be terrible offensively, they better be fucking Jeter in his prime at short. Because Jordy Mercer was that. He was he could not hit. I'm sorry. You can say whatever the fuck you want about the guy. Guy was not a good hitter. But he cleaned it up on D. And that's what we're going to need from these two. I don't think Newman's quite there. I think Gonzalez will get the nod for that reason. So yeah. I mean, they're going to play okay defense. They're not going to run the base as well. Because their team average Wonderlic score is a 12. But they're going to hit, they're going to put the ball in play. They're going to score enough runs to win a lot of baseball games, and their pitching is going to carry them a lot. And I think they're going to win a lot of close games because of their bullpen. Their starting pitching is going to be filthy. I really think it's going to be a good year for the Buccos. I'm going to project, you know, there are injuries and things can happen and whatnot and trade deadline deals, but I'm going to say that their range of wins is somewhere within the 80 to 90 range. I think that that's where they're going to end up, and I think they're going to be competing for the division in a wild card spot. But yeah, let's go Suckos. Let's see. Let's see what happens this year. Best pitching they've had in our lifetime. Believe that. Signing off, S1E1.